question is asked in halakha, is it permissible to cook something that is pav, that is neither milk or meat, in a dairy pot or in a meat pot, and what is its status afterwards? Let's give a practical example. Person wants to make pav string beans. So therefore, they would take out a pot. The pot happens to be meat. Now, they're going to eat these string beans or whatever. They might have it with meat. They might have it with dairy. But they want to keep them pav. So do they have to necessarily cook it in a pav pot? And what would it be if they would cook it in a meat or dairy pot? There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that talks about noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. What does this mean, noten ta'am bar noten ta'am? Let's say a pot has meat in it, in its walls. So that would be considered noten ta'am. The pot itself has a ta'am, has a flavor in it. When it goes into what you're cooking, for example, in our example, the string beans, so that's a second ta'am. The first ta'am that was in the pot came out and now gave flavor to the string beans. This is called noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. It's double removed. It's one ta'am and then another ta'am. And therefore the halakha says, at least according to Hacham Ovadia, which is reliable in this case, of course, that it is considered pav. And therefore one may eat the string beans with whatever he prefers, either meat or dairy. The fact that he cooked it in a meat pot does not make it meat, because it's the rule of noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. The practical example of this would be the mjedra that many people have, and they cook it, let's say, in a meat pot, knowing that they're going to have yogurt with the mjedra. Now they cooked it in a meat pot. So how can they do such a thing? According to the halakha, we say noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. The debate over here in the subject is this lechatechila or bidi'abad? Which means, could you go do this intentionally, knowing I'm having yogurt with my mjadda, I'm going to cook it like a tailah in a meat pot? Or is this, if it happened, yeah, okay. It's a great controversy. The Kafa Hayim, the Ziv Hesedek, hold that this is bidi'avad. If you did it already, you're okay. However, Hacham Avadya's opinion is, based on what Maran Bet Yosef wrote in his book Bedek HaBayit, that it is even permissible lechatechila to create a noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. Therefore, halakha lemaaseh, those that are lenient when it comes to cooking in meat pots, knowing that they're going to have dairy with that food, there is what to rely on lechatechila. Somebody wants to be mahmir, so of course they know the other opinions. But one thing is clear. If the pot that you're using was not used within 24 hours for meat, then according to everybody, it's permissible lechatechila. Which is the only argument that we're discussing here, is a pot that was used within 24 hours. There you have an argument, should you do the chetreda, where Hacham Avadia says you can, and the Kaf Hayim says you shouldn't. But in a pot, which is most of our pots, that you didn't cook, let's say, within 24 hours meat, then everybody says you can cook a pav item in it and eat it with whatever you like.